At the moment, all we can say is that the find confirms that early human evolution wasn't very simple and linear. It was much more complicated, more bush-like than a straight line. Berkeley paleoanthropologist Tim White, who is probably the leading expert on human evolution at the moment, theorizes that Tomai was some form of ancestor of Ardipithecus ramidus, a hominid which he found in Ethiopia dating to about 4 million years ago, until now the earliest known hominid. But really, one must be honest and say that he is probably guessing. Why? Because we do not have enough fossils to be definitive. White himself will be the first to admit that he may change his mind as more fossils come to fill what is a huge black hole in human evolution. Those 2 million years between 7 and 5 million years, and just after that, when we know almost nothing. And this, of course, was the critical period when there was this division developing between the chimpanzee line and the human line. The next known fossil, which dates to between 4 and 4.5 million years ago, was a small creature called, as I've said, Ardipithecus ramidus. Ardipithecus stood upright. It had thin enameled teeth and a skull which looks much more like that of an ape than a human. In a way, it's a mix, like Tomai's. Ardipithecus ramidus was named by Tim White, who found it in the arid Awash region of Ethiopia. It's been potassium argon dated to about 4.5 million years ago, maybe a little later. It's only, at this point, fragments, so we really don't know very much about it. There's another early hominid, too. This hominid is called Australopithecus anamensis, named after the local Turkana tribe's name for a lake, Anam. This primate flourished at the south end of Lake Turkana in Kenya. It is in some ways somewhat similar to Ardipithecus, in the sense that it's a mosaic of ape-like and human-like anatomy. The human-like limbs, but much less mobile hands than later hominids. It dates to about 4 to 4.2 million years ago and weighed between 104 and 120 pounds. Again, a mosaic of ape and human, but the less mobile hands are very significant because mobile hands are very important for tool-making. So we have this period between about 7 and 4 million years ago, which is complete confusion scientifically. Three fossils, all of them mosaics of humans and non-human features, all of them somehow connected with human evolution in its very early stages. It's very tempting to put them in a line and say, Tomai, Ardipithecus, Anamensis, and so on. But in fact, at this time in Africa, we must realize that there was an astounding diversity of primates, some of them closer to apes, other closest to the human line. And we only have the teeniest fraction of these populations. Three fossils, maybe six. Fragments, at the most, a dozen individuals. We don't really know. So really, it's a very early stage. But if you reflect that 20 years ago, the earliest fossil known was something like 2.5 million years ago, this is all extremely exciting.